The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Kate Delaney, hope you had a great Memorial Day and had a chance to fly the American flag, maybe go to a parade, think about the people who served. Thank you so much, who've lost their lives, and those who didn't and came back, and those who serve right now, currently. I'm watching a really great, couple of nights on the History Channel. It's worth watching. Look it up. It's called World Wars, and they start with the First World War, go into the second one, and take you through that whole time period of Stalin and Hitler and Churchill and Wilson and FDR and all that kind of stuff through Truman, and it's really, really good, I'll tell you what.
I actually just watched that today.
Isn't it excellent?
It's really interesting, and I like a lot of history, so I knew some of this, but just to get refreshed again, how it really is kind of like a concurrent war with like a 10-year lapse, and it's like all the same characters are involved, and these guys who were brought up in World War One are the guys in control in World War Two.
Yeah, and it fills in the blanks on some things, as Matt's saying. Right, Matt? It fills in the blanks on just some moments that you forgot during the takeover part for, like, Hitler, what he
right.
did in the First War, and then the Night of Long Knives and what happened there when he just eliminated anyone in power in Germany. I had forgotten all about that. Killed 100 different people. Then he ultimately took over. Just the whole plotting and planning thing. It's fascinating.
Yeah, and just, how people wanted different peace resolutions, and the rest of Europe wanted to just destroy Germany, and that kind of set up World War II and things like that. I think the first World War II like kind of gets a little overlooked just because of the Holocaust and the absolute destruction that took place in World War II.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. If you're not watching it now, it's easy. You can go and certainly once it's aired too, it's streaming, and you'll be able to get a copy of that and watch it and put it on your list. It is well worth it. And speaking of wars, the president today laying out the plan ultimately for what happens in Afghanistan now. This is stuff that we knew was going to happen. And we've talked about it here on ATN. Does the Taliban take over now? But we still didn't even have an agreement with Hamid Karzai. So Obama puts it out there with the troop statement. And I got to say, but this has happened before. I think it just tells the enemy basically what you're doing. Here's some specifics of that plan. Listen to what he had to say.
We have now been in Afghanistan longer than many Americans expected. Now we're finishing the job we started. Over the last several years, we've worked to transition security responsibilities to the Afghans. 1 year ago, Afghan forces assumed the lead for combat operations. American personnel will be in an advisory role. We will no longer patrol Afghan cities or towns, mountains or valleys. That is a task for the Afghan people.
All right, and that's a task that I think is just going to fall down, and the Taliban ultimately just keeps its foothold for what it's worth. I'm more concerned, too, about the fact that you've got less than 10,000, if this all works out, that stay in Afghanistan. Now, are they even more exposed because, okay, this is what we're doing. We're drawing down. We're taking people out, and we're telling you what we're doing. So now you've got that advanced information. Does that help the enemy, a.k.a. Taliban or anybody else, does that show them, okay, here's what we got left? I hate that idea. I do. I hate that idea. And the reason for it is because when in running for president, that was one of the first promises. We're going to pull everybody out. We're going to get everybody out. We're going to bring your boys home. That's what we're going to do. So in honoring the promise of getting elected, unfortunately, this is what we run into. Politics and strategy, and these two are not, they don't, you know, it doesn't mix. It just doesn't mix. And why the specifics of that? And it's because how many people were upset over it. So now what they're talking about is we know the troops are not ready to roll. We know that from even things that Hamid Karzai has said. But by doing this, showing the specifics, the number of troops being left, is that sufficient for, I mean, is it sufficient for the United States, by the way, to carry out the operations outside of Bagram and Kabul? That's the other part of it. I think it's iffy all the way around. But we already knew this. I mean, this was out there. This was out there over a year ago. Now it's just official. This is the official word. This is what we're doing. And this is a political thing. Like I said, it's a political thing because this was the promise in running. I promise I'm going to do this, and this is what happens. So is it a tactical blunder? Is it a tactical blunder by doing that? Saying we are leaving. This is how much force we're drawing down. I just do not want to see names on Sunday. Lists of names. Or I've asked to get names. I mean, you can get them anyway. They usually release them. But if there's a big amount of names, I don't want to see names. Crawls of people who have been killed because they're part of this, the last wave of troops. And now this is kind of a risky deal here. Or not. And in the meantime, the administration accidentally releases the name of the CIA's top spy in Afghanistan over the weekend. I mean, come on. They handed out lists, and the guy's name was on the list. So, I mean, I'm not piling on. This is exactly what I think. You say the specific number, but it was out there before. Then you also release the name of the top spy. The top spy better be getting out of Afghanistan, that's all I can say. Because that cover is so blown that they are not safe any longer. The name of this spy was included on a list supplied by the military, and it was supposed to be reviewed by the White House press office before it was released to a Washington Post reporter writing a pool report of the president's visit in Afghanistan. So there were a whole bunch of different people who could have caught the error, but nobody did. Then finally, one reporter out of 6,000 noticed it and said, guess what just happened? Not good. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about Iran with Rabbi Spiro. He has a hardcore opinion on what we really should be doing there. That's next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. In our virtual green room right now, we have the Rabbi Spiro. He's the author of Pushback, Reclaiming Our American Judeo-Christian Ethos. And, you know, when we look at the Middle East and we keep talking about Iran, especially, and what's going to happen there, you know exactly how I feel about jihadists and rallying against, railing against the Western ways. And the rabbi certainly puts all of his thoughts into this book and talks about it heavily when we're talking about nuclear possibilities and nuclear program in Iran, and, you know, the fact that we had a congressman who suggested, well, let them do whatever, just leave it alone, it's none of our business. If somebody wants to nuke up, why can't they nuke up, which is crazy to me. All right, Rabbi, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
So let's talk about that. Why do you think there's this, it's like your title, Pushback. Why is there kind of this refusal to realize what's really going on in Iran?
Well, you know, you have this psychological term at work, denial. People will deny this reality because they're not yet ready to do something about it. It takes a strong stomach to stand up against the jihad, against the political correctness that says that you cannot criticize anything Islamic. And people, therefore, instead of fighting the fight, they get into the denial mode. Oh, no, there's really not a problem. It's just an exaggeration by some conservative people. If we would just be nicer, understand more, everything would go away. This is what people do when they don't want to confront a challenge. They want to be able just to go and live as they have in the past and look to the future with comfort. That's number one, denial. Number two, you have a left in this country, and probably in other parts of the world too, but especially this country, you have a left that wants to transform America and change America and have America under its thumb. Real Marxists, rich Marxists, not like back in 1910 where the communists were poor. No, these are rich Marxists, went to very good schools, many of them, but very wealthy. They want to control America. And they're going to do it with their Marxism. The people will have to listen and abide by the laws. And they're in partnership with the jihadists, the soft jihadists, not the terrorists, but the soft jihadists, like the Muslim Brotherhood types, that would like to put people under Sharia. It's all the same thing. If you're under Sharia, if you're under Marxism, the power is invested in a few people, a clique at the top, and the rest of the people have to submit. So they share this anti-Americanism, so they don't want us to really know. They don't want the people to know the real danger.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, too, is you say the soft Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood, and we saw what happened in Egypt, and I would think Egypt would, and backing, the United States backing Morsi, and then to see what would happen, what happened there, would give rabbis, some people, a clue as to really what the Muslim Brotherhood is about, but for some reason, it's like you just said, there is this denial over what's really, really going on, and especially in Iran. What do you think the ultimate goal is of the Supreme Leader, the Ayatollah, because not very many people talk about the Ayatollah?
Well, he said yesterday, the Ayatollah, the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, and our president, President Obama, defers to him with such respect, he calls him the Supreme Leader. My goodness, he calls him the Supreme Leader. He said that he wants jihad, and he wants jihad to continue until it finally overtakes and controls America. People need to realize that every religion has a certain motif, and it's that motif that its followers zealously follow. In Christianity, it might be love, love to the point almost of being blind love. In Judaism, it has to do with justice. And with Islam, it's jihad. It is conquering territory for Allah and taking the infidels and making them submit to Allah as dhimmis. And this is the central motif. And so there, Ayatollah Khamenei, who's the spiritual leader of not just Iran, but the Islamic world, announced yesterday that he wants the jihad, which is central, it's elemental to his outlook, to Islam, to continue, and it will not stop until it conquers America. And there are two forms of jihad, like good cop and bad cop. There's the terrorism, the terrible barbaric jihad, and then there's the soft jihad, the stealth jihad, that goes into countries, Western countries, and takes over institutions, insinuates itself into the life of the country, all in the name of democracy and tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism. And unfortunately, within our own United States, we have people on the left that are fine with that because they, too, want to overturn America and they're anti-American.
Do you think there's any doubt that that they've been nuking up the whole time and you don't buy this whole thing about nuclear power and that's what we're doing and leave us alone?
Oh, no, of course they're nuking up. One of their stated goals is to annihilate Israel, to exterminate Israel and Jews, not just Israel itself, but Jews all over the world. And then, of course, the West. There are two Satans in their mind, the little Satan, which is Israel, and Judaism. And the big Satan, which is America and Western Christian civilization, they want to destroy it. That, to them, is a religious goal. It's just that people in the West who are leaders are, by and large, secular. So they don't take seriously the religious motivations of people. Because they say, oh, that's just religion, and that's really not significant. Mm. For people that are religious Muslims, certainly in the Middle East, this is the purpose of their life, the jihad, and to control the West.
Well, and if you look at religion, you know this, Rabbi, if you go back in most wars, there are religious overtones in a lot of the wars that have happened throughout our history, the history of the world, right?
Absolutely. But the secular people that are running the West, since to them religion is not important, they don't grasp how important religion and religious goals and religious battle cries are to those people who are very religious. Now, today, the Jewish and Christian religions are not, their goal is not a military one. But to Islam, it still is jihad, to bring people and other lands under the submission to Allah. And our secular people just don't seem to take it seriously. But some really do know that Islam, radical Islam certainly, has this quest. But they're okay with it. I have to tell you, I can't imagine that for 1 minute President Obama really believed that the Iranians were going to stop their enrichment of uranium and stop their goal of producing a nuclear bomb. But he gave them an out. They were under pressure. There were sanctions. And he basically, because there was a new change in administration, he used that to say, well, Iran has changed and we can unfreeze assets, give them assets. Europe can start trading with them, infusing money back into Iran. He had to know this. Maybe he doesn't have a... I don't think he wants Iran to use the bomb once it has it, but I don't know if he has a problem with Iran having the bomb. There are many people in the West, especially on the left, that are telling us, well, we have to get used to living in a world with an Iran with the bomb. There are many people that believe that.
Yeah, I agree.
President Obama is one of them.
Yeah, there's a... That's why I mentioned the congressman, who I actually like a lot of what he has to say, but when he was the congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, he thought the same thing. It's, you know, we got to stay out of that, but I agree with you. We do not need to stay out of that.
Ron Paul's a little different. Ron Paul is just a person who believes that we have to basically stay out of everything outside our boundary's edge. But he himself is a very patriotic American.
No, absolutely.
But there are leaders that we have who are not patriotic, and they don't necessarily look at what's best for America. They're really transnationalists. They're internationalists, and we have to be wary of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rabbi, before we let you fly, I've read this story about you, and it's interesting, and I remember this now. You were the first rabbi to come out and to endorse Ronald Reagan. Wow, what was the reaction to that when that happened?
That's true. That was. Thank you for remembering. That was back in 1979, and in those days, there were hardly any Jewish people that were Republican and certainly not conservative. Reagan was more than Republican. He was conservative. So I was criticized. I was shunned. I was told that I was extremist and crazy. He ended up to be the best president in our lifetime and, in my opinion, probably the best president of the in the 20th century. Better than FDR. Much better. And but for a while there, sure, but the people, when I would go to the familiar areas, social life or synagogue, about people all thought that I was an extremist, but what do they know?
I like that. On that note, we're going to end. Pick it up, Pushback. Rabbi Spiro, thanks for coming on. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on the show again.
Thank you, Katie.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Here on the show, which, by the way, we open the doors wide for you. Hey, if you want to comment, like that crazy shooting at UC Santa Barbara over the weekend, where a Washington Post columnist did an op-ed piece. Well, actually, there was an op-ed piece that was written that said part of this is a culture thing, that you have movies like Judd Apatow movies that show the slubby white guy having these fantasies and getting the girl and blah, blah, blah. And it creates this culture and this environment that has things that are now put into the minds of some of these kind of guys where they could go out and do what this Elliot Rodger 22-year-old kid did by randomly picking off people in a wild manifesto that he wrote and then going down onto the campus and hitting people with his car and shooting some sorority girls that were going to the sorority house and killing them, killing six people, injuring 13, and just leaving people shocked. And his father was a Hollywood director. And apparently he had had mental health problems since he was young and was getting and was being treated since he was 8 years old. So the director, Judd Apatow, came out swinging on this one, saying it's ridiculous to suggest that movies can lead someone to a mass, you know, killing spree, that that's not the case at all. And the same thing with Seth Rogen, who stars in a lot of his movies, said a similar thing. But there's a lot of people shaking their heads trying to make sense of it. And even one of the boys that was killed, his father, screamed out on the campus when they they had a kind of a memorial, if you will, for a sort of an impromptu memorial to remember the people. And to Janet Napolitano was there. She's in charge of the California school systems, and one of the bereaved fathers was there, and he said, "This is the National Rifle Association's problem. Why do we continue to allow guns in this culture? And this is what happens when you have that situation." All the guns were obtained legally, but he was saying, "This is what happens when you have people that have access to guns." And so here we go. This is another wild ride, another shooting on and near a college, this time a college campus. And just briefly, over the weekend, I had some people over my house, some good friends who have young children that are in middle school. One's about to go into high school. And we sat around, it rained, and we sat around and we were watching a movie. And the kids all asked me if I had ever been, when I was in school in New Jersey, if I had ever been in lockdowns. How many lockdowns had I been in? And I said, none. We didn't talk about we didn't have lockdowns. We had drills, and bomb scares, but no lockdowns. And apparently this is what they live with. They have lockdown drills, which they have to have. But it was very second nature of them to ask me the question and say, yeah, we do that. We have these drills. And what if somebody comes into the school and they're armed and all this other kind of stuff? And it's just a different world out there. That's for sure. I think that attention needs to be paid to mental illness, and there needs to be more access to good therapy, to the best therapy that money can buy, that you can have access to, because in some cases that's the problem. Although this was another kid who came from a family that was pretty well off, so you can't pin it on that, because the last couple of times that we've talked about these shootings, that's exactly what it's been. All right, before I eat up all the time, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Austin in Austin, Texas, and he says, "Hey, Katie Kate, guess what? The Tea Party is not dead just yet. Some big wins. Dan Patrick, did you see that? He beat his opponent in a runoff contest. A lot of people didn't think he was going to do it. And then there was somebody else who's a Tea Party candidate who also won, and this was another runoff situation. So it shows you that at least in Lone Star State, clearly there are people that prefer another alternative." Yeah, Dan Patrick, so for people who know, is a two-term state senator who just beat the lieutenant governor, a guy named David Dewhurst, so he won't get a fourth term. And then State Senator Ken Paxton defeated State Rep Dan Branch in the Attorney General contest. So big wins for the Tea Party. Big wins. Bert in California says, "Kate, I am so horrified by the goings-on in Santa Barbara. I just feel for those parents, for those kids. It is it's shocking that over a holiday weekend, something like this could happen. What in the world is going on?" We have to ask ourselves that. We're not doing enough. We have campus after campus shooting, whether it's elementary school, middle school, high school, college, and you're just not safe anymore. And it sounds like I'm an alarmist, but I'm not trying to be. We know that every couple of weeks we're going to have a story like this. And you look at this kid's face, and he looks like just a normal kid. Who would know that this would happen? He'd have so much ammunition. He'd use his car, and he would just go up to innocent people he had no connection to and kill them, shoot them and kill them. Imagine how his family feels, but imagine how the families of those that were killed. Yeah, you know, if we go through this thing of imagine, imagine, imagine. Some of the things that I've read, eventually you sort of have to stop when you read some of the accounts, although I think it's good and therapeutic for the parents, for the families, for the friends to talk about it, and also to let people know what that person was like instead of just giving them, here's their name and you don't know anything. But one of the fathers of one of the girls that was killed from the sorority house, they were walking back to the sorority house, he said he knew that she had to be dead because they panicked, and they were from Seattle. They panicked when they didn't hear from her, and they had the find iPhone thing, and they could tell that her body, they thought her body was being moved by the way the find my iPhone thing was moving, the app itself, and that is, I think, creepy. It's terrible. And that's when as soon as they activated the iPhone tracker, that's how they knew that she was gone. I guess in one sense you could say at least they could hurry up and find out because of the panic that sets in, but oh, how sad. And his name was Bob Weiss, and his daughter was just 19 years old. She was a water polo player. Very excited to be at that school because they have a great program for that, and couldn't believe, you know, that she was gone. But once they saw that app, they said they just knew it because the way the phone was moving, they assumed, her name was Veronica, they assumed her body was being moved to the coroner's truck. And so the shooter, who ultimately killed himself, is 22-year-old Elliot Roger. Elliot Roger, wow. All right, here's another one. This one from Laura, who says, I am just so sick and tired of people not doing anything about the mental illness in this country that is leading loners, bullied people, privileged people, whatever these kids are, to do the things that they do. They always fall into the same category. White young guys that write rambling manifestos and then go off loaded with all kinds of ammunition and seek their prey. What in the H is wrong with the world, and what is wrong with these people? If I knew the answer to that question, and I do think that it's way beyond time. I mean, it's way beyond time to not talk about mental illness, to not talk about treatment, to not talk about ways to see the signs. But that's the problem. How do you know that? How does somebody know that about this kid? How would somebody say, well, look, his father's a director. He just did a huge movie, the whole Hunger Games thing. He's a director. He's got the world by a tail, seemingly, because he can go where he wants and do what he wants to do. It's anybody looking at him and saying, well, this guy's a nut. He's going to take people out. He's going to run over skateboarders and smash into bicyclists. And ultimately, he's going to run the police on a little bit of a chase and then shoot himself after he kills a bunch of innocent people and slams into them and randomly picks places where he shoots at them. And the answer is no. And if his parents knew that, they would have done something about it. Shooting at people that are just walking around and, you know, encountering eventually 4 sheriff's deputies running through a park, 3 fire. One of the bullets hits him in his left hip, but he goes on speeding, hits another cyclist because he had already hit one, who was thrown into the hood that it is so much force that it crumpled the windshield of the shooter's car. Then he smashed into a couple other parked cars, and then he shot himself and left the handguns and the 400 rounds of ammunition that he didn't fire off. So, I mean, just terrible. Okay, let's take one last one. This one from Sam. Sam, I am. I hope they do something to honor the people who were killed in Santa Barbara. There should be a much bigger waiting period, a better background check, and a handgun safety certificate or something before people are issued weapons when they're mentally ill. Give me a break. All right, if you have something to say, you know what to do. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Peel back the onion next with Andrew Szabo.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
With Andrew Szabo, marketing, branding, strategy expert, and a whole lot more, but it would take half of the show to go through all of that, and we've got some great things to talk about this time around. Hey, Andrew, I trust that you're back safe and sound from the UK.
Yes, I am. A little jet lagged, you know, because when we talked last week, it was bright and early in the morning, and now it's late at night, so I'm at the other end of the spectrum this week.
What can you do? Darn, they don't have the Concorde anymore.
No, I think about that today. It's like, we need to bring back supersonic jets. It made a huge difference.
Yeah, I think so, too. That was on my bucket list, but I never got to do that. But we'll see. Maybe someone will invent some other kind of technology. So Afghanistan, the president officially just made it official today, saying that they're going to keep 9,800 troops, basically, in Afghanistan after the war formally ends this year. Is this a smart play? Is this being handled well? What do you think?
Well, announcing that you're going when you're leaving is never a good thing. I mean, it's almost comical, and again shows, I think, a tremendous naivety of foreign policy and military strategy. It'd be like telling your competitor in the marketplace when you're going to leave the marketplace or you're going to withdraw a product. You know, you're just allowing the competitors to move into that space, and that's essentially what Obama and the Secretary of State are doing from a military point of view and from a foreign policy point of view. It just allows to time the opponents in Afghanistan to when should the Taliban move in? I mean, it's really almost comically absurd. Unfortunately, it's tragic.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know what? There's the other part of this is Hamid Karzai, who I think is the most one of the most corrupt leaders that you could possibly have ever plucked out of obscurity in Afghanistan, who is nepotism run wild with his family there. And if it was great nepotism, I would say, oh, you know, okay, maybe, but it's not. So here's the deal. He hasn't even signed the agreement. There was a bilateral security agreement that's been on the table for at least 6-7 months, and it's not even signed. So this is a 2-year plan. It has not been signed yet at this point. And there is a great chance he's going to wait till the, you know, 11th hour to sign it. So I think he's just toying with us. And that's also ridiculous to allow that to happen, I think.
Yeah, but I think that precedent has been set over and over again, because I think, you know, other world leaders are now and other despots are saying, well, you know what, you can snub your nose at the Americans and the Americans won't do anything. We drew a line in Syria, didn't do anything with that. You know, Putin laughed at us. We saw the whole thing with Snowden. China basically ignored the request from the U.S. and so did the Russians. So basically, you've seen, you know, several. That's four countries: Syria and basically Iran too. So Syria, Iran, China, Russia, all acting with impunity against America, so that just simply emboldens other despots to say, you know what, I don't really need to listen to the Americans anymore. They've proven themselves to be weak, and things that they say don't mean anything. If they draw a line in the sand, people can walk right all over it. So we've really set ourselves up here for this problem, and I think it's just going to get worse. You're going to see, you know, minor despots also thumbing their noses at America.
Yeah, I think that'd be the scary thing. All right, let's go back to Washington and my favorite rabid California Congressman Daryl Issa. I like him because he's like a dog with a bone. He doesn't let up when he really thinks he's on to something. And he, of course, is the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And now he's looking at this political office, and he's been doing it since really almost the beginning of the year. He's suspicious that it's going to just let the White House burst open, you know, what they're doing for Democrats looking for kind of their own way in the 2014 midterm elections. Here's a little background. The president closed what they call, folks, the Office of Political Affairs in 2011, then reopened it in January, later in 2012, under its new name, the Office of Political Strategy and Overreach, saying it meets legal requirements. ISIS says no way, because it's taxpayer money, and that it's being funneled into Democratic congressional candidates and the Democratic Party overall. So I'm going to say I want to see what's there too. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this could be a real Pandora's box. You know, I mean, you're talking about, you know, the reality is, American people, we have a right to know if our tax dollars are being spent to support congressional campaigns, you know, for the 2014 midterms. I mean, if that is the case, that's a clear violation of federal law. So, the question is, of course, will the White House actually produce the documents in time? Because they've proven over and over again, we've seen other scandals. Obviously the gun scandal with the Bureau of Firearms, Tobacco and Firearms, Fast and Furious. We've seen it with the IRS, that they have dragged their feet to produce documents. So the question is, okay, they put the subpoena. I mean, what do these subpoenas really mean? We've seen the White House flaunt and other agencies of this administration flaunt these or delay things, because I think their strategy is the American people lose interest. The media, most of the media is not going to cover it. So most of the media, most people don't even know these things are going on. Went into the street and asked the average person about any of these, or most of these scandals, fast and furious. The IRS targeting against political groups. Now this whole new scandal. They probably know something about Obamacare as a scandal. Probably don't know anything about Benghazi. So you've got six scandals now. And they probably, if you're lucky, know about one of them. So the average person doesn't even know this is going on because the media won't report it. So they know the White House strategy has been over and over again, let's drag it out. The memory of American people, they got short-term attention span, and then they'll just say, well, this is just a fishing expedition by the opposite party. But, you know, so the question is, will they actually produce this, these documents in any kind of time frame that could be of use? So I think they've come up with, they've told the White House until June 3rd, but I'm having doubts if they'll come up with it by June 3rd. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to come up with it. We're almost up against that. Hey, speaking of being up against it, we only have a couple minutes, but I want to ask you about this. Ed Snowden did an interview with Brian Williams on NBC, and some of it's already been released. And in the interview, he really drops a bombshell. He says that he's a spy, that, in fact, he worked for the CIA. He's worked undercover for the Central Intelligence Agency and for the National Security Agency. He worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency as even a lecturer, and that they're downplaying his role, and they're calling him, labeling him a low-level analyst because they're trying to distract from all of his experience, but that's not true, that he was in fact a spy. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of an interesting possibility. You know, is he a spy? That's so he's you know, raised this issue. But you've got to come back. I think it's a distraction. I mean, if you look at it, at the end of the day, you've got to look at the facts. You know, And there's some more facts have come out again, not to really reported very well, but you know, they've shown that NSA investigators now know that his tactics, including breaking in to 24 compartments using forged or stolen passwords. Well, right. But who's he a spy for? Okay. And who did he give this information to? He's given it to the Chinese, he's given it to the Russians. So yes, it's entirely possible that Snowden is a spy, but not a spy for the United States.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's trying to sort of liken himself, at least from what I saw, to kind of the geeky James Bond. And some people are describing it that way as they're trying to figure out, what does this mean now that he's saying this? That's the reason why he was trained and he knew how to get the stuff that he could get and work undercover overseas. And let's see what the response to that is, because that's what's happening now. They're asking the national reporters who cover the Pentagon and cover the White House daily are asking a lot of questions about that, so we'll see. I don't know, it's kind of interesting. We'll see how the rest of this, like I said, plays out for sure. All right, believe it or not, Andrew, we are out of time. Peel back the onion. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, and thanks to all of us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.